Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Utah authorities are charging 22-year-old Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder in the killing of Charlie Kirk.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray, CBS's Anna Schechter on some of the new evidence authorities are analyzing.
He actually lingered in his vehicle right by the campus as police were racing up to the roof, and they realized which sort of direction he ran in, and they were following his track. He stayed right there. He was thinking, I want to go back and retrieve that gun.
He will appear virtually in a court hearing this afternoon. Scott McFarland reports questions about the case also came up during a congressional hearing with FBI Director Kash Patel.
Now, there have been some Trump supporters who questioned just how impactful this FBI investigation was if the father of the suspect turned the suspect in. Patel has been making a number of media appearances in the last 24 hours where he has touted the speed with which this case was closed, which may run counter to the criticisms that it was a father who turned in his son as much as a manhunt that led to this arrest.
The Treasury Department will stop issuing paper checks for tax refunds, Social Security payments, and most other government programs, as Stacey Lynn reports.
More than 5 million people still get them in the mail from the government. They're mostly seniors, people with disabilities, immigrants, and others without bank accounts. Advocates for them are worried they may not get proper notice until a payment doesn't show up. But the Treasury Department says it began mailing beneficiaries information about the change in July with instructions about alternate payment options.
President Trump has extended TikTok's shutdown deadline for a fourth time after reaching a framework deal with China. CBS's Jolene Kent has more on the arrangement.
The tech giant Oracle is part of a group of companies that would allow TikTok in the U.S. to continue operating. According to sources, the structure of the final deal is unclear, but it will include multiple firms. There's no word on what level, though, of involvement there will be from Chinese companies.
Allison Keyes reports the deadline is looming for a government spending bill, and one focus of the negotiations is health care.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warns that some 24 million Americans and small businesses will see skyrocketing health insurance costs if Congress doesn't extend Affordable Care Act tax subsidies.
On average, premiums will increase a shocking, 93%, almost double.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's open to discuss extending the subsidies, but not as part of a government funding deal.
And checking the numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks finished lower. The Dow off 125. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Trevor Young wants to go from city transit to state senate. Former Racine Alderman Trevor Young has launched his campaign for Wisconsin's 21st state senate district seat. He's aiming to challenge current state senator Van Wangard. In making the announcement, Young was joined on stage by State Senators Kelda Royce and Dora Drake. Royce made her own news yesterday in announcing a run for governor. Wangard, who has served multiple terms, represents a district that covers parts of Racine and Milwaukee counties. It's seen as competitive under new boundaries. Young is currently the transit director for the city of Racine. An immigration action has started south of the state line. Chicago is now the focus of a new federal immigration operation as Border Patrol kicked off what they call Operation at Large today. The announcement was made by a Customs and Border Patrol official who posted a video showing agents and vehicles arriving in the city. A lawsuit was filed this week asking the city of Racine to share records on how much water Microsoft will use in Mount Pleasant at the data center. An environmental group says the city hasn't answered their records request for over 6 months. Microsoft's data center will get water from Lake Michigan. Kenosha's 4th District Alder resigned last night. Holly Kangas said during a meeting that she's leaving after being diagnosed with a rare brain disease. She says she's been feeling symptoms for months but only got the diagnosis recently. She said she wants to focus on her health and family for now. The city will look for someone to fill her spot next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
an update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel 110% confident, and I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not 90%, or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, I just, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low near 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 80. A little more humidity as well. Partly sunny day for Thursday, a high in the upper 70s and mid-70s Friday. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you're a germaphobe, you might want to avoid your own car. A study found the average vehicle has about 283 different types of bacteria inside of it in every square inch. And that's not all. One of the worst offenders is the place you touch the most, the shifter that puts the car into drive and into park. That was found to be home to about 356 different germs. Not surprisingly, microbiologists determined those who transport kids and pets had the most germ-filled cars.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Golf uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, homie.
south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
News and timeless hits on WRJN, your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Your first place Milwaukee Brewers, your playoff bound Milwaukee Brewers are in action tonight to take on the Angels. 6:05 the pregame, first pitch around 6:40, and we'll have it for you here on WRJN. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers baseball tonight on WRJN.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
September serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the pretzel cheddar club with cherry berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Ricky Nelson in Poor Little Fool. Nelson, of course, one of the biggest stars of the late 50s and early 60s, second only to Elvis Presley among American solo artists in terms of popularity and chart success. He was a teen idol, but unlike Elvis, he didn't move much on stage. and Timeless Hits on WRJN. The Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today, Trevor Young kicked off his campaign for Wisconsin's 21st state Senate seat. The former Racine alderman and current Racine transit director is trying to win the seat from incumbent Van Wongard. Young's launch event included support from prominent Democrats and local leaders. Wongard has served in the district since 2010. The 21st did get new border lines last year. Racine's Common Council will take up major spending and grant requests at a meeting tonight. Agenda highlights include a $2 million grant application to help fund the Lincoln King Community Center and over $22 million in proposed borrowing. The council will also look at a $400,000 budget shift to cover sewer repairs for the rest of the year. Public works projects like bridge and street rehab, cemetery paving changes, and a new contract for flood monitoring are also on the agenda. The meeting is at City Hall at 6 and will stream on YouTube. Some campuses are growing, like UW-Milwaukee and Parkside, but overall enrollment has dropped in the UW system. That's because there's far fewer international students. Savannah told me Olson has more.
Enrollment has dropped slightly in the UW system, and leaders say it's at least partially because there are far fewer international students. System officials released preliminary enrollment numbers, and there are 164,000 students statewide. That's a slight drop. There are about 100 fewer students this year than last year. UW leaders did not release data on international students, but they did reference one projection that estimates American universities could have a 15% decrease in international student enrollment. The trends at UW-Madison mirror those of the rest of the system. There are slightly fewer Badgers this year. 8 of the 13 universities in the system had more students than last year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low near 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 80. A little more humidity as well. Partly sunny day for Thursday, a high in the upper 70s and mid-70s Friday. Currently at 75 degrees.
I will always be around.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Boy, the internet is creative, isn't it? They were asked, what would you fill a pinata with? What would be the worst thing to fill a pinata with? Here's what some people answered. Bees, glitter, wet cement, baked beans, and the guts of an actual donkey.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you want to check out fall colors and don't want to travel to find it, a couple of websites you can go to. Leaf Peepers. They have webcams from a whole bunch of places, including Acadia National Park and Boothe Bay Harbor. And there's also the Fall Foliage Network. And they offer fall foliage webcams to check out changing leaf conditions in various places around the world.
Ooh.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM. And we're home for Green Bay Packer football here on WRJN. Next game coming up this Sunday against the Browns.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers. The Packers and the Browns this Sunday in Cleveland. We've got the game for you. Pre-game at 10, kickoff at noon. Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20.
That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Check out the entire season schedule online at WRJN.com.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Bye.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1960. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Love before got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Prosecutors in Utah announced state charges today against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, accused of killing Charlie Kirk. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray said the charges include aggravated murder, and he will seek the death penalty. The evidence, he says, includes a note to Robinson's roommate.
The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Patty Kirk, and I'm going to take it.
Robinson is due to make a virtual court appearance this hour. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The purpose of the hearing today, according to officials, is to inform the suspect of the charges against him and provide him with an attorney if he hasn't retained one already to represent him.
A New York judge today dismissed the terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO. Jason Ware is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
The evidence that he committed the murder of Brian Thompson in order to intimidate or coerce a civilian population were not strong. In fact, he claimed that he committed the assassination at a certain time of day and using a certain weapon in order to limit the broader coercive effect.
The state's second-degree murder